Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and our first news story for this hour. A Huron County traffic stop on August 23rd led to the arrest of Justin A. Bartlett, 36, after deputies discovered he was driving with a revoked license on M53 near Alpine Road in Sheridan Township. According to the Huron County Sheriff's Office, officers conducted a consensual search and found a suspicious powder, later confirmed as cocaine and potentially containing fentanyl. Bartlett was charged with felony drug possession and driving while revoked. Multiple pieces of evidence, including cell phones, were seized, and his vehicle was impounded. He remains held at the Huron County Jail on a $5,000 bond, with additional charges possible. And Huron County Planning Commission met October 1st in Bad Axe to discuss solar development limits and related community concerns. Residents from several townships voiced opposition to large-scale wind, solar, and battery projects, citing farmland preservation, environmental, and fire safety concerns. Multiple speakers called for stronger soil testing rules and more transparency, while others raised possible conflict of interest issues among county officials. Commission members reviewed guidance from state universities and legislative materials, including PA 233 of 2023, which governs renewable energy projects. A motion to cap county zone solar development at 1,500 acres failed for lack of support, with members continuing to debate how to determine a fair limit. The board also approved 12 PA 116 farmland preservation applications spanning properties in Brookfield, Dwight, Caseville, Meade, and Sherman Townships. During final public comments, residents urged the commission to prioritize local voices over utility interests and to disclose any potential conflicts. Commissioner Kim Rosenthal noted that conflict of interest rules are outlined in the bylaws and must be applied case by case. The meeting adjourned at 9:08 p.m. The next Planning Commission meeting is scheduled for November 5th at 7 p.m. in room 305 at the Huron County Building. And Huron County 4-H members can explore holiday traditions from around the world during a Christmas-themed workshop on Sunday, November 16th, 2025 at 1 p.m. The event will take place at the MSU Extension Office in Bad Axe. Participants will learn about the cultures of three countries while making ornaments and preparing foods that represent each nation. The workshop is open to enrollment and approved 4-H members ages 5 and older, including youth with special needs, and is limited to the first 30 registrants. Attendees should bring a glue gun and glue sticks for ornament projects. Pre-registration is required by Friday, November 7th, by calling the MSU Extension Office at 989-269-9949 or emailing varel7@msu.edu. And in our national news, Pennsylvania's Supreme Court is at the center of a partisan battle, with conservatives seeking to flip its majority. Abortion access is a pivotal issue driving campaign spending and public debate. Democrats and healthcare advocates say reproductive rights are under threat. Conservative groups argue the court has leaned too far left on social issues. Voters are being urged to turn out amid heightened pressures on judicial independence. The outcome may influence state policy for years to come. And in our international news, in Afghanistan, leaders signaled support for India's move to limit water flow from key rivers into Pakistan. The gesture follows recent border discussions and aims to increase leverage in regional disputes. Pakistani officials are assessing economic and agricultural impacts. Environmental experts warn of potential humanitarian consequences. The water conflict reflects broader tensions between neighbors. Diplomatic negotiations continue as both sides seek compromise. And that's been your local, national, regional, and international news, which you can get from anywhere, right here with your obituaries and weather at thumbnet.net.